بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا بني اذهبوا فتحسسوا من يوسف وأخيه ولا تيأسوا من روح الله، إنه لا ييأس من روح الله إلا القوم الكافرون.
Verse number 87. Their father told them to go and find out news about Yusuf and his brother, and not to despair of relief from Allah and his release of his servants. Without doubt, only disbelieving people despair of relief from Allah and his release of his servants, because they do not know the greatness of Allah's power and his subtle favor upon his servants.
فلما دخلوا عليه قالوا يا أيها العزيز مسنا وأهلنا الضر وجئنا ببضاعة مزجاة فأوفلنا الكيل وتصدق علينا إن الله يجزي المتصدقين.
Verse number 88. So they did as their father instructed, and went in search of Yusuf and his brother. When they came before Yusuf, they said they had experienced hardship and poverty, and had brought inferior cheap goods. They asked him to give them a sufficient measure, as he had given them before, and to be charitable to them by giving them more than this, or overlooking their poor merchandise, saying that Allah rewards those who are charitable with the best of rewards.
قال هل علمتم ما فعلتم بيوسف وأخيه إذ أنتم جاهلون.
Verse number 89. When he heard their words, he felt compassion towards them, and let them know who he was, asking them if they knew what they did to Yusuf and his full brother, when they were ignorant of the consequences of what they did to them.
قالوا أإنك لأنت يوسف قال أنا يوسف وهذا أخي قد من الله علينا إنه من يتقي ويصبر فإن الله لا يضيع أجر المحسنين.
Verse number 90. They were amazed and asked whether he was in fact Yusuf. Yusuf said to them that he was indeed Yusuf, and that the person with him was his full brother. Allah had favored them, saving them from their previous situation, raising them in rank. Whoever is mindful, following what he instructs and staying away from what he has prohibited, and being patient with hardship, their actions are good, and Allah does not allow the reward of those who do good to be lost. Rather, He keeps it in store for them.
قالوا تالله لقد آثرك الله علينا وإن كنا لخاطئين.
Verse number 91. The brothers apologized to Yusuf for their behavior towards him, and they said that Allah had indeed preferred him over them through the attributes of perfection He had given to him, and that they had committed evil and disobedience in what they had done to him.
قال لا تثريب عليكم اليوم يغفر الله لكم وهو أرحم الراحمين.
Verse number 92. Yusuf accepted their apology, saying that there would be no blame on them requiring a punishment, nor any criticism from that day. He asked that Allah forgive them, and He, glory be to Him, is the most merciful of the merciful.
اذهبوا بقميصي هذا فألقوه على وجه أبي يأت بصيرا وأتوني بأهلكم أجمعين.
Verse number 93. Yusuf gave them his shirt when they informed him of what had happened to his father's eyesight, telling them to take his shirt and to lay it over the face of his father, and that it would return his sight to him. He also told them to bring their whole family to him.
ولما فصلت العير قال أبوهم إني لأجد ريح يوسف لولا أن تفندون.
Verse number 94. And when the caravan left, departing from Egypt and leaving the inhabited area, Yaqub, peace be upon him, said to his people and those with him where he lived, that he could smell the scent of Yusuf, although they might say he was foolish, and an old senile man who does not know what he says.
قَالُوا تَاللَّهِ إِنَّكَ لَفِي ضَلَالِكَ الْقَدِيمِ.
Verse number 95. The people with him swore by Allah that he was still lost in his previous imaginings concerning Yusuf's importance to him and the possibility of seeing him again. Beneficial points. 1. A person is to take all appropriate measures to achieve what is desired, trusting in Allah and not despairing of His mercy. 2. It shows good character when a wrongdoer apologizes for their sins, confessing against themselves, and asks for forgiveness from those they have harmed. 3. The one who asks for forgiveness from Allah is the one who truly apologizes. 4. A person should accept the apology of the wrongdoer and not seek revenge, especially when it's possible to do so, and not to criticize someone for what happened in the past.
ألقاه على وجهه فارتد بصيرا قال ألم أقل لكم إني أعلم من الله ما لا تعلمون.
Verse number 96. So when the person bearing news came with what would delight Yaqub, he lay Yusuf's shirt over his face, and he became able to see again. Then he asked his sons if he had not said to them that he knew about the kindness and grace of Allah in a way that they did not know.
قَالُوا يَا أَبَانَا اسْتَغْفِرْ لَنَا ذُنُوبَنَا إِنَّا كُنَّا خَاطِئِينَ.
Verse number 97. The sons apologized to their father Yaqub, peace be upon him, for what they had done to Yusuf and his brother, and they asked their father to ask Allah to forgive the sins they had committed in the past, saying that they had been sinners and wrongdoers in what they did to Yusuf and his full brother.
قال سوف أستغفر لكم ربي إنه هو الغفور الرحيم.
Verse number 98. Their father said to them that he would ask for forgiveness for them from his Lord. Truly, he is forgiving of the sins of those of his servants who repent to him and is compassionate with them.
فلما دخلوا على يوسف آوى إليه أبويه وقال ادخلوا مصر إن شاء الله آمنين.
Verse number 99. Yaqub and his family left their land to travel to Yusuf in Egypt. When they came before him, he embraced his father and mother, and told his brothers and their family to enter Egypt safely, Allah willing, not experiencing any harm there.
ورفع أبويه على العرش وخروا له سجدا وقال يا أبت هذا تأويل رؤياي من قبل قد جعلها ربي حقا قد جعلها ربي حقا وقد أحسن بي إذ أخرجني من السجن وجاء بكم من البدو من بعد أن نزغ الشيطان بيني وبين إخوتي إن ربي لطيف لما يشاء إنه هو العليم الحكيم.
Verse number 100. He set his parents on the throne where he sat, and his parents and 11 brothers honored him by prostrating to him, which was allowed in their sacred laws. Yusuf, peace be upon him, said to his father that this honoring of him by their prostrating to him was the explanation of the dream which he had had before, and which he had told his father. His Lord had made it a reality through this happening. Yusuf said his Lord had been kind to him by bringing him out of prison, and bringing them all to him from the desert after Satan had ruined things between him and his brothers, and that his Lord was subtle in planning what he wills to occur, knowing the situations of his servants, wise in his planning.
رب قد آتيتني من الملك وعلمتني من تأويل الأحاديث فاطر السماوات والأرض أنت ولي في الدنيا والآخرة توفني مسلما وألحقني بالصالحين.
Verse number 101. Then Yusuf called upon his Lord, saying that he had given him power in Egypt, and had taught him the interpretation of dreams, and that he is the creator of heavens and the earth, originating them when there was nothing like them, the protector of all his affairs in the life of this world, and the protector of all of them in the afterlife. Yusuf asked him to take his soul at the end of his life, whilst being in a state of submission to Allah, and to join him with the righteous prophets from his fathers and others in the highest level of paradise.
ذلك من أنباء الغيب نوحيه إليك وما كنت لديهم إذ أجمعوا أمرهم وهم يمكرون.
Verse number 102. Allah revealed all that has been mentioned from the story of Yusuf and his brothers to the messenger, peace be upon him. He had no knowledge of it beforehand, since he was not there with the brothers of Yusuf when they agreed to throw him into the bottom of a well, and when they planned their trick. But Allah revealed this all to the messenger, peace be upon him.
وما أكثر الناس ولو حرصت بمؤمنين.
Verse number 103. Most people will not have faith, even if the messenger should make every effort for them to believe, so he should not lose himself in grief over them. Beneficial points. 1. It is desirable to give good news, because it brings joy to the heart of the Muslim. 2. Devotion to parents, by respecting and honoring them, is a duty. 3. The explanation of a dream may take place many years after it was dreamt. 4. People are warned against the whisperings of Satan, and whoever tries to create a division between those who are close to each other. 5. No matter how well someone may be raised in their spiritual or worldly life, their success all goes back to the grace and blessings of Allah upon them. 6. A person is to ask Allah for a good end, safety, and success on the Day of Judgment, and to join the company of the righteous in paradise.